Truth News Network.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media?
Worried about getting the truth?
No worries anymore.
Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's your host, Dan Newman.
I got to be honest with you. I'm beginning to think that those that we've called the mainstream media are no longer mainstream. I think we're, at the Truth News Network, more mainstream than they are. You're going to believe that, too, especially when you hear today's story. Another scandal. And this one, folks, involves Robert Mueller, James Comey, and former Attorney General Eric Holder holding hands with guess who? Hillary Clinton. Robert Mueller and Eric Holder shut down the FBI investigation of stolen U.S. stealth defense technology that implicated Lockheed Martin. And guess who was the general counsel for Lockheed Martin? James Comey. For nearly 4 years, the FBI investigated the international theft of stealth defense technology from a small Florida Marine company that invented an ingenious way to help protect Navy ships and nuclear ballistic submarines from being detected on enemy radar and sonar. And on the eve before the case was to go to a grand jury that would have resulted in certain indictments of those involved, the case was closed by then FBI Director Robert Mueller and then Attorney General Eric Holder. This was the original pay-to-play scheme, and it involves Mueller, Holder, Comey, and Hillary Clinton, said Steve Morton, the inventor and owner of a rare robotic ship and submarine stealth painting technology that can help make the U.S. Navy's fleet invisible on radar and sonar. He continued, "They allowed my technology to be stolen by European companies partnered with, guess who, Lockheed Martin, while Comey was the top lawyer for Lockheed. Now, my technology is being sold to the Chinese, to the Russians, and all over the world to enemies of the United States. I wonder how much Clinton made on this because she was Secretary of State when the probe was shut down." That from Steve Morton. Massive allegations against familiar players linked to numerous other FBI, DOJ, and government scandals, but this time the stakes are much larger than a Uranium One scandal. That was millions. This is billions. Another FBI cover-up, Morton and FBI insiders say. And Morton should know, folks, he worked as the FBI's undercover informant on the case for almost 4 years, wearing a wire, recording phone calls, gathering evidence against Vince Cantiere, the massive Italian shipbuilder who the FBI had all but proven swiped Morton's stealth painting technology as well as his company's computer files. Comey had left the Justice Department in 2005 to become Lockheed Martin's top lawyer until 2010, the exact time frame his client was under investigation, along with its Italian shipbuilding partner. Morton and high-ranking FBI sources said Mueller had received pressure from Comey, Lockheed's high-priced general counsel, to squash the case. And then suddenly, almost 4 years of FBI casework spiraled down the drain. Mueller, who was the FBI director at the time, and Holder, U.S. Attorney General, shut the entire case down. Fincantieri and Lockheed Martin and partners in the shipbuilding business that they are, they work for the U.S. Navy and navies in several other countries. Heavy partners with billions of U.S. tax dollars alone pouring into the coffers of both massive corporations. In fact, when it comes to building warships and outfitting them for combat, Lockheed is under an exclusive contract with Fincantieri. South Florida entrepreneur Morton, however, describes Fincantieri as a greedy foreign defense contractor who conspired with Lockheed to steal his technology and run him out of business. The most important vessel in the U.S. Navy as far as a weapons platform is the nuclear ballistic sub. It's common knowledge in the Department of Defense that these submarines have active defense technology such as anti-submarine torpedoes, but the primary defense of any submarine is stealth, keeping it hidden from enemy sonar. Fincantieri rakes in $5 billion, with a B, dollars every year, while Morton is asking family and friends for loans to help pay his legal fees. And that annual revenue for Fincantieri doesn't even include its numerous spinoff and subsidiaries that are too vast to even list in this story. This is a case and a story of the prophetic David versus Goliath. But in this case, David turned to the FBI to try and take down this gargantuan defense contractor partnered with Lockheed. And things appeared to be going well until Goliath produced attorney James Comey, who was old buddies with FBI Director Robert Mueller. Morton said this, quote, "These bastards took everything I had, and our ships in the Navy still aren't protected by this technology, while our enemies are protected with it. This is a national disgrace." Morton was not the only person angered by the abrupt end of the FBI's probe into the defense contractors. Way back in 2011, then-Congressman Alan West got involved, trying to nail down why the FBI walked away from a case it had built for almost 3 years. This is a quote. "The Federal Bureau of Investigation was investigating this case, DOJ case number 288A-MM-109951. If you want to look that case up, it's in the story on the website today, truthnewsnet.org. Before Attorney General Eric Holder asked them to end the investigation, West wrote to Oversight Committee Chair Daryl Issa, Republican congressman from California. West continued, "I am not sure why the Department of Justice would back off a case regarding the theft of U.S. defense technology." The correspondence that ensued between the congressman prompted ISA to jump on the case, which set off a rash of FBI and DOJ lies that stretched from Florida to Washington, D.C. to Italy and beyond. There may be those who will say, this is just another conservative conspiracy theory. Not so. Here's Congressman Alan B. West's congressional letter addressing this issue. This letter is posted in the story on the website, truthnewsnet.org. But I'm going to read you the letter right now, so it'll be on the podcast. This is from Daryl Issa, to Daryl Issa from Alan B. West, member of Congress. "Dear Chairman Issa, I am writing to request the Committee on Government Reform to contact the Department of Justice status on the investigation concerning the theft of Vision East patented ship painting technology." That's Morton's company, Vision East. "Vision East is a company located within the 22nd Congressional District of Florida and developed a patented ship painting technology. President of Vision East, Mr. Steve Morton, contacted my office because a presumed cover-up involving the theft of this patent by the foreign defense contractor, Fincantieri. Attached to this letter, several documents sent to me from Mr. Morton, which provide more insight into the pertinent details of the case. It is my understanding the Federal Bureau of Investigation was investigating this case before Attorney General Eric Holder asked them to end the investigation. I'm not sure why the DOJ would back off a case regarding the theft of U.S. defense technology. The marine industry, including maritime manufacturing, is a driving force for the South Florida economy. In Florida, the economic impact of the marine industry is approximately $18.6 billion and employs about 220,000 people. In Broward County alone, the direct, indirect, and induced effects of the marine industry have accounted for an economic impact of more than $10.6 billion and created more than 134,000 jobs. It is in this area of Florida where new and advanced technology is developed. Further, Since this is a very competitive worldwide industry, and so each company is trying to push new technology. We want to ensure that as new technologies are being created, their investors are assured protection against theft, and America's patent laws protect their inventions. Thank you for your consideration of this letter, as this is an issue dealing with the alleged theft of U.S. defense technology. I would respectfully request any assistance that you can provide. Please feel free to contact my chief of staff, so-and-so, signed, steadfastly and loyal, Alan B. West, member of Congress. The correspondences that ensued just kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And still, nothing has been done. Wow. You can download that letter at the website. Feel free to do it. You definitely can read it. And folks, we're going to go behind the scenes. You know, in yesterday's podcast, we looked between the lines. Now we're going behind the scenes. We're going to see some of the seediest, shadiest things that have gone on in the past between all of these guys, the trio. And we're going to find a basis for this latest scandal to be unearthed. You don't want to miss it. Sit tight. Just ahead at the Truth News Network.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Subway Restaurant's Storytime Theater proudly presents Jack and the Beanstalk.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. Something delicious. Hey, little fella, what you got there?
Oh, this? It's the big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurant.
Mmm, that does look tasty.
It sure is. Climbing that beanstalk out there makes you hungry.
You mind if I have a bite?
Sure! I'll trade you for that goose over there with the golden eggs.
You got a deal!
Hungry for something big? Then pick up a big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants. Layer upon layer of delicious hot pastrami stacked high and toasted to flavorful perfection on freshly baked bread. Topped with pickles, mustard, and melted Swiss cheese, it's the perfect way to satisfy any giant-sized appetite. Big Hot Pastrami, available at participating restaurants for a limited time only. See restaurants for details. Subway, eat fresh.
Don't ever miss a story or podcast. Get an email link to every news story and podcast by entering your email address on the homepage of truthnewsnet.org. If it's relevant, you'll get it here.
Can you believe how dirty everything seems to be that happens in Washington, D.C.? Well, it gets even dirtier. Let's go back down memory lane together. Yeah, dnewman.org/truthnewsnetwork was with you, was all over some of this stuff over a year ago. So let's go down memory lane. On June 2nd, 2017, we published a story that asked this question: who is James Comey? You should go back and read it. It's actually a two-part expose. That date again, and you can look it up on the website, look the story up, was June 2nd, 2017. In that story regarding Comey's professional career, we inserted the following, quote, Comey resigned from the DOJ, that's Department of Justice, and took a position as the head attorney counsel of the Lockheed Martin Company, a huge military contractor. While he was in that position, Lockheed became a major contributor in the millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation and its charity spinoffs, a bunch of them. In return for these payments to Clinton Incorporated, which it's not really Clinton Incorporated, it's the Clinton Foundation and those charities, Lockheed received huge contracts with Hillary's State Department. Comey was the chief legal officer of Lockheed throughout this period of contributions to Clinton's, believed to be many, and in return for those State Department contracts. Any litigation any investigation into all that stuff, unless there's something going on behind the scenes right now, I don't know of any. In late 2012, after overseeing Lockheed's successful relationship with the Hillary State Department and the resulting profits, Comey stepped down from Lockheed and received a little bonus for his services, a paltry $6 million. Well, let's peel the onion back on old Robert Mueller, special investigator, former FBI director who resigned and recommended Mr. Comey to replace him as FBI director to President Obama. On June 4th, 2017, published here was a Robert Mueller story, and it was about his very speckled past, both while in public service as well in private practice. You need to go back and look up this story on Robert Mueller on June 4th. Here's an excerpt from it, and this is a quote from that story. There were many FBI matters under Mueller that prompted various allegations of wrongdoing. Some even resulted in congressional investigations. Congress investigated Mueller's and the FBI handling of memos from FBI agents Colleen Rowley and Ken Williams before the 9/11 attacks about the bin Laden and al-Qaeda connections to hijacker pilots training in the U.S. Mueller worked closely at several points with Larry Potts, the former deputy director of the FBI, who was kicked out of the agency for lying about the FBI having Vicki Weaver murdered. Investigations into the financial holdings of Director Robert Mueller before and after his FBI service reveal astounding conflicts of interest. Go figure. Conflicts of interest? Robert Mueller? Why, Rod Rosenstein appointed him to be a special investigator looking into Trump conflicts of interest and collusion with Russia, right? Robert Mueller had, quote-unquote, astounding conflicts of interest? These relationships would have stopped anyone else from being offered the top law enforcement job in the country. Just as James Comey did, Mueller, in private business after leaving the FBI, made tens of millions of dollars. Mueller served a 12-year term as chief counsel for London-based bank HSBC, which was exposed in 2016 under President Obama for sheltering $100 billion in client funds and murky offshore tax havens populated by drug dealers, money launderers, and arms traffickers. Mueller's salary, it went from just a paltry little $1.8 million a year in 2001 to $7 million, not counting bonuses and benefits, $7 million salary in 2011. Mueller held Defenders Multi-Strategy Hedge Fund, LLC, and Mellon Optima LS Strategy Fund, LLC. Let me tell you about those. These funds of funds, these are the big boys, the big dogs, they invest in other hedge funds. Mueller's exclusive funds were not even open to the public. If you wanted to get in, you couldn't get in. It was like an exclusive club. You had to be recommended by somebody that was already in the club, and you had to come do the secret knock at the door. When the door opened, you had to do the secret handshake, and I'm sure there was a big check you had to write. Well, there was. The minimum investment in several of these funds of funds is still today $10 million. But as HSBC whistleblower Hervé Falciani revealed in 2015, many are secret havens for money laundering, arms trafficking, and tax evasion. So you're an arms trafficker, you're trying to evade taxes, you want to launder money. Where do you put all your cash? Where do you stash it all? You call Robert Mueller. Both Mueller hedge funds were managed by Mellon Bank of New York, that's BNY. No less than 10 BNY directors were shared between Mueller's Defenders and Mellon Optima funds. Go figure. Tellingly, the FBI never prosecuted any of these BNY Ponzi schemers associated with Mueller's Defenders hedge fund or James Comey's actions with Bridgewater, that was another Comey financial boondoggle. Wow. This is incredible, folks. Why has this media that continually fawns and foams at the mouth trying to find some dirt and turn anything that's not dirt into dirt on this president when all of this stuff is documented? It was investigated. There's evidence. And Eric Holder, Robert Mueller, James Comey, they picked up the edge of the rug on all of it and just swept it under the rug. I will not waste your time or mine to chronicle the evil deeds of then U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, who ignored a congressional subpoena to turn over details of the fast and furious gun-running fiasco at our southern border. You remember that one? It resulted in the deaths of two U.S. Border Patrol agents. Nothing's happened to anybody since. All those guns that they were trying to put in the hands, they actually sold them illegally to drug dealers in Mexico, hoping that they would be able to track the guns and arrest the bad guys. Nothing happened, but two agents got killed. That was only the tip of the iceberg, which had a name, Eric Holder. And he probably is going to make a run for the White House in 2020. First-class citizens, right? Wow. Is it not an embarrassment to the highest-ranking U.S. government intelligence officials that these three men who held the two top Justice Department jobs at different times were mired in probably illegal activities regarding big dollars, if not illegal, totally unethical? And all that money that they took, that they earned, that they diverted, left the pockets of others that much have found their ways into these guys' pockets. And today, all three are still in the public's eyes, speaking out daily, disguised as reputable members of federal law enforcement. And of course, they all in unison cry foul against President Trump. All three with impunity constantly berate the president, his administration, those who serve as part of his team. They denigrate all of the Trump policies that historically have already set records at improving the lives of who? Me and you and other everyday Americans. You know what we do every day? We get up, we have breakfast, we kind of clean up our house and make up our beds, we go to work, we've got kids that we take care of, we come home at night, we fix dinner, we do something with our families, and tomorrow we do the same thing again. Very few Americans make $7 million a year in salary. These guys made that in salary, and absconded with more. Yet Robert Mueller, who detests Donald Trump and all he stands for, while they've done all of this, he holds the key to the treasure chest of American taxpayer dollars too, without any constraints or oversight of how much he spends and where he spends it in this investigation, as it's called. He's using those dollars at any cost to destroy the Trump presidency. Who can stop Mueller? Who can stop Holder? He's gone, we hope. Who can stop Comey? He's gone, we hope. I'm fairly certain there are only two men who could do something to stop Mueller: Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein or President Trump himself. It is unclear if Congress could take any action or would do so if they have the power to do something with Mueller or about Mueller. President Trump, under tremendous pressure from all sides, has said numerous times he has no intention to fire Mueller. It would create a huge uproar, possible impeachment proceedings being initiated, whether they would be founded, justified or not. Rod Rosenstein, do you really think he would do anything against Mueller? He's one of Mueller's buddies. They've worked together several times. Rosenstein worked for Mueller, and that's how he got this appointment. And he appointed Mueller himself. He's certainly not going to fire Mueller. Is there an end to this insanity anywhere in sight? I have no idea. And I don't think anyone knows for certain. It seems as if Mueller's taking his time, trying desperately to find dirt on the president sufficient to initiate impeachment proceedings against him. He's part of the swamp, folks, and they all want this guy out of the White House at all costs. because they can't do this kind of crap with somebody who's got some honesty and integrity sitting in the White House. Regarding Mueller, Comey, Holder, and this and other matters, the web of evil that permeated the Obama administration is being revealed almost daily, one little scandal at a time. And in this case, a couple of big scandals at a time. And it was evil, folks. Good people have been sacrificed at the Clinton, Mueller, Comey, Holder, Obama altar of meism that drove all of those to garner as much favor, power, and money for their own personal gain at the expense of who? Average Americans, American taxpayers. Let's hold on to the belief that Donald Trump, even with the insidious personal attacks that continue by the left on a daily basis against him, let's hope they don't drive him to throw up his hands and surrender. He needs to push forward with his pledge to make America great again and to drain the swamp. We need to help in any way we can, especially in draining the swamp. I'm sure you agree with that. Is there any wonder why Americans have so little respect for upper-level management of every agency that makes up the intelligence community today? Oh, my gosh. This nauseates me. We're supposed to be represented by a government that is honest, every member of it has integrity, and garners respect because they earn it. These people hold now, or have held, the most important, highest jobs in this nation in intelligence and law enforcement, with nobody above them in power other than the President of the United States. And they're filthy with dirt and illegal activities. I'm ashamed. I got to tell you in closing, the story about this stealth technology case is still developing. I promise you there's a whole lot more to it. And you need to be prepared because we're going to keep you posted with it. Dadgummit, these people have got to pay for what they've done wrong. They are not better than you. They are not better than me. They're Americans, and they've got to abide by the same laws, rules, and regulations that you and I do. We need to see that happens. That's going to wrap up today's chapter at the Truth News Network. I don't think you enjoyed it, but I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you got that information. Much more to come. You stay with us. We do this almost every day at the Truth News Network. So long, everybody.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world. TNN, the Truth News Network at dnewman.org.